This is Savannah.
Hey, Savannah, it's Todd Schaefer.
Hey there, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, thanks.
Great. Well, I appreciate you. Let me give you a call. I always feel so much more comfortable versus going back and forth on a message, so that's great.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
All right, what I first need your address.
Okay. I'm gonna make it difficult from day one here, from first
Okay.
question. So my address on my we're moving in literally a week.
Okay, that's fine.
So I didn't know if you want the new one, if you want the
Let's start
existing.
with the new address and then I'll get your current address because it
Okay.
would be better to quote you at the new address versus quote you with the address you're at right now and then you move and change the address and your rates change.
Right. Okay. So new address is 966,
Okay.
and this is two words, Sun, Sun Street, and it's
Okay.
Highland Ranch 80129.
Hold on. 80. What was it? 80.
129.
Okay. I thought you said 219. I was like, no, that can't be. That's Denver. Meadows. And your date of birth?
111 of 80.
Oh, you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And your husband's name?
Michael, same last name, Bessarel.
Okay, and his date of birth?
Is 8:30 of 84. And I think for the address you said Meadows plural, it's just singular. Sun,
Okay.
Meadow, and then Street. You got the S from the street, so.
Hold on, I'm just going to Google it too, make sure I got it right. There it is. Yeah, I got it. I see. You know, education and occupation can get you guys discounts, so what do you do for a living?
I'm with the sales department at Shane Co.
Okay, so
Shane
sales.
Company. Sales, yep.
Okay, and what about
And
Mike?
then he is a account manager, a customer service manager with a IT company called Flexential.
Okay. Do you guys care who's the primary? Because like when I rate at my rater, I could click a button and it swaps you both and re-rates it. And sometimes it could, there's a difference.
We definitely don't care. I'm pretty sure I'll be cheaper
Okay.
because he does have a he has like one speeding ticket
Okay.
from a little while ago, and I think there's one like no fault, an minor like bumper
All right, and how
that our
about
vendor
highest
takes him.
level of education?
We're both some college no
Okay.
degree.
How many vehicles do you insure with Liberty Mutual?
Two.
And the year and make of the first one?
So that is the 2017 Jeep Cherokee.
Is that the one that's not titled to you, or that is that the one with the salvage title?
That's the one that is not titled to me. That one is financed under my
So that one's
grandfather's name.
titled to your grandfather?
Yes.
Are both of you on the title by chance, or just him?
Just him.
Okay. And what year did you buy
Yeah,
that?
'cause I believe it's 2019. Let me look on. I have all my Liberty Mutual stuff pulled up here. Yeah, purchased in 2019. And
Okay.
that's it's financed.
Okay.
We both work from home,
Oh,
so our
nice.
annual mileage is super low. We literally like drive the kids to and from school, and that's it.
All right. I want to make a note of that. Work from home. And then, so you need full coverage on that. Do you know if the loan balance is higher than the Blue Book value?
I do not.
Do you know if you took out any gap insurance when you bought the vehicle or if you have gap insurance with Liberty Mutual?
I believe we did get gap insurance with in the financing. I'm not 100% certain, but I
Okay.
believe we do.
All right. And what's the second vehicle you drive?
So that is an 05 Honda Accord.
Okay. And is that the one with the salvage title?
It is.
What was the salvage from? Was it from an accident or was it like hail?
Hail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you, and it's also fairly old, so I would imagine you carry liability only on it, or do you carry full coverage?
Liability. It was my cousin. It was her college little beater car, and she moved to right in the heart of the city in Chicago. So she didn't need a car because you don't have a car in the city. So it was just kind of like give it. It's just kind of our extra. I think we drive it like, I think right now we have it in like 3,000 miles a year. I mean,
All right,
we
so
don't
I'll
ever
rate that
drive
one as pleasure.
it.
So the other one, even it's tough to get under the 7,500 miles, and the discount's not that huge, but I'll definitely rate the Honda Accord as a pleasure vehicle.
Okay.
And what year did you get that car?
2017.
And is it titled to you?
It is.
Okay.
Just me, not Michael.
Okay, that's
I don't know
fine.
if that
If you
matters.
have insurable interest with that, that's their issue with titled vehicles. So if you wrecked a car, they would have to make the check out to your granddad on the Jeep.
Right.
So, all right, are you open to getting more discounts by allowing a telematic device to track your driving habits?
Me or my husband?
Both.
I think probably not
Okay.
with him.
Is he speed a little bit or?
Yeah, I mean, not
Okay.
bad, but I don't know if I could, break the habit
Sure.
that
Well, you know what?
quickly.
Depending on the carrier, I'll either recommend it or I'd tell you, yeah, stay far away from that.
Okay.
Do you guys
Perfect.
have
Yeah, then.
AAA or would you expect your insurance to pay for your towing or roadside expense?
We don't currently have AAA. We do have towing with Liberty, but
Good. Yeah.
I'd be open to whatever. Got it.
If your vehicle is in a body shop as a result of an accident, would you guys need a rental car?
Most likely. I don't
Okay.
know. I don't know how expensive that is to quote,
It's not
but just.
super expensive. Do you, so I what I like to do is like know your preference. So because when I had two accidents on Saturday where my insurance called me and I was like, I always worry. Like the first one was I just totaled my car. I need a rental car. And I was like, please tell me I got that on the policy, please. Because
Yeah.
when that happens, people don't remember this time where they think, I could probably get by with it. I don't need it.
Right. Well, we did have an accident on the Jeep. We were not at fault whatsoever. It was completely covered. This lady was not paying attention. And so we needed a rental car. That would be our preference. Simply because our youngest son is still in a car seat. So the Honda is just kind of old and we don't love having the kids. Yep. So that would be our preference. Now,
So
if it's
the
going to
first goal is to
save
get
us.
meet your expectations, and if the premiums aren't affordable, then you of course you got to start negotiating them and say, okay, maybe we can do without this, maybe we could do without that.
Right.
So, what about a windshield? If it needed to be replaced today, how much would you want to pay?
I don't know if we've ever had that on.
Well, I'm going to start with zero. So
Okay.
would you rather pay $4 extra per month to know if you needed a new windshield it would be free, or would you rather save that $4 and pay for the windshield out of pocket?
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather pay the $4
Yeah,
and
it just
have it
even
covered
though
for
it's
sure.
$4 more, it's so great to be able to say, go get a windshield, it's not going to cost you anything.
Yep.
So, all right, what about vandalism, hail, hitting an animal? How much would you guys want to pay towards those deductibles?
I mean, I guess I would. I really don't know what we have. Again, I mean, as far as we really don't drive a whole lot.
Okay.
We do have the in the Honda we wouldn't want. I mean, that Honda is
Yeah, there's
there's a
not going to be
giant
any
dent on
comp and
every
collision on
side.
that.
Yeah. So, but with the Jeep, I mean, like Hail, we park it in the garage, so it's not,
Well,
we're not.
if you were the one that had caused that accident, could you guys have comfortably afforded a $500 deductible?
Five, yeah.
Would a
We
thousand
wouldn't
be a
want to go
stretch?
higher. Yeah, it would be a stretch.
All right, I'm going to start with 500. Doesn't make a lot of sense to have a $1,000 deductible if you can't come up with it and get your car fixed.
Right.
So, are you able to access your Liberty Mutual information?
Yes. Yep. I have it pulled up here.
All right, tell me what you see for your car coverage.
Okay. It looks like I have 25,000 each person.
Yep, that's correct. Okay.
50,000 each accident, and then it says property damage 25,000
Okay.
each accident.
And just keep telling me what else you see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Medical
for
payments.
medical.
Medical is 5,000 each person.
Okay.
Uninsured motorist is 25,000 each person.
Okay.
Bodily injury under uninsured motorist is 50,000 each accident. Coverage for damage to your auto, so collision. It says, oh, okay, that, I don't understand what this means. 1,000, I think it says 1,000 for
Okay.
vehicle one, and then it says the premium is 704.
All right. So does the comprehensive and collision both say 1,000?
I think so. It says, I don't see comprehend. It says collision and then it says other than collision.
Yeah, other
So
than
that's cool.
collision, it's comprehensive. So good.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on. Okay, go for it. Do you see anything for rental car or loss of use?
No, and I know we don't have rental car.
Okay, and then how about roadside?
I don't see. I'm pretty sure we have roadside. I'm not seeing anything on there, though.
Okay. So it would say, well, it would actually just say roadside. And how much are you
Okay.
paying them?
Our annual premium is $3,429.
And how much are you paying per month?
I need to look somewhere else for that. I think it's 220.
Well,
Oh, no.
3,429 would
Nope.
be
It's
almost.
two. Yeah, it's 289
All
or
right, that's
288.
what I. Okay, 289 a month.
Yep.
Well, let's hope that we could beat that. That would be sweet. And you've been with them for more than 2 years? Okay, good. And then your home, what do you rent? Do you rent an apartment, a house, a condo?
It's a house.
Okay. All right, and let me get your current address.
10630
Okay.
Brazelton, that's with a B, BRASN
I'm sorry,
Street.
BRAST.
ELTON.
Okay, got it. And that's in.
It's Houndsditch, 80126.
And was that street or?
Yep, Brazelton Street.
Just corrected my spelling of Brazelton Street. All right. Do you know about how much personal property content coverage you have on your renter's policy?
So we don't have anything right now.
Okay. All right. Are they going to require renters in your new residence?
They are not, but we're a family of five. We all just got like brand new bedroom sets, new TV. I work for the Shane Company, so I have a lot of jewelry. So,
So tell me
after
about your
this.
jewelry. So on a renter's policy, even a homeowner's, they're only going to cover up to $1,500, or maybe some are $2,500 per item, and then that's it. So
Okay.
if you have a wedding ring that's worth $10,000, you actually have to put a floater on the policy to insure it.
Okay. So does that make more sense, or do I, like, working here, I do know of a lot of other, like, just jewelry insurance separate. Is that a better
I don't
avenue for
know. What
me?
is your ring worth?
So that is about, it is about 10 just for that, but I have a lot of
What
other,
would you value your jewelry at total?
And I have all of my appraisals, so I could look through, but I mean,
So I think
okay.
I insured a $10,000 ring, and it was about $80 a year.
Okay.
Let me get your email,
Okay.
and I'll send
It's
you an
just.
email. And then if you give me a breakdown of your jewelry, at least I could tell you. So if somebody did break in and stole everything, or if you're more concerned about a particular piece that you wear most often, I would imagine if you lost your wedding ring, that would be pretty heartbreaking to lose $10,000.
Right.
So, what's your email?
It's first name, last name at gmail.com. No numbers or periods or anything. So just Savannah Besserell.
Hold on. And do you have your driver's license number?
I do. Yep.
And are you
It
and
is
Michael the
zero.
only drivers in the household?
We are.
Okay.
We do have a teenage daughter that probably in the next 12 months. We're not quite there, but probably in the next year.
Is she a
So
permit
I will.
driver at that time, or
She's
getting an actual driver's license?
getting her permit. So she is technically 15, but
Right.
we have not started any
Permits,
classes or.
and I hate to say this because then a particular carrier might prove me wrong, but permit drivers don't tend to affect rates whatsoever.
Okay. Yeah, and she, I mean, we are not getting a permit for at least, not even getting a permit, not even trying to start
Okay,
this for at
cool.
least 6 months. So,
Well, I've knuckled
yeah.
through all that with each of my four kids, so
Oh my
good luck
gosh.
with
Yeah, I'm
that.
not ready, but she's not quite ready either. So,
All right,
and
cool.
I, my husband and I got our license a little bit later in life too. We were like 18 instead of 16. So,
Nice.
hoping we can hold out.
So, what's your driver's license number?
0519 08.
So I'm going to assume that all the VINs will come up, because so if they don't, I'll call you back.
Okay, I texted in Facebook Messenger. I sent you the VIN for the Jeep
Oh,
just in
excellent.
case
Thank
since it's
you.
not on my name. Yeah.
Oh, I got it right here. So, all right, I got to get you into my rater, which will shoot out to all my carriers and then kind of give me an indication of which one's looking best. So give me about, I don't know, depending on my day. My daughter, that was who called when I was on the phone. My daughter just called me. I want to call and see what she needed. And then,
Yeah, no problem, no rush.
but
Yeah,
I
that's
should have some numbers for you today, though. Okay.
okay, perfect. And
Awesome.
then, did you need Michael's driver's license
Oh,
number
if you
too?
got it, I will take it. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So let me pull that part of
Okay.
my screen back up. All right, go for it.
02-360-049.
Colorado as well. All right, excellent. We'll get started on this right now, and then I'll give you a call back, okay?
Awesome, Todd.
All
Thank you
right.
so much. I
Yeah, it was
appreciate
great
it.
talking with you. Thank you.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.